Lobbying groups are also campaigning on each side of the Social Security debate. In fact, some of the same people who were behind the Swift Boat ads attacking Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry are now working on ads to promote President Bush's Social Security plan. A conservative lobbying group called USA Next has hired some of the Swift Boat consultants and the same PR company the veterans used. USA Next is run by Charlie Jarvis. He worked in the Reagan and first Bush administrations.
It's a deep honor for me to even be equated with those Swift Boat heroes. I gather together people who understand what taxpayers really want in this country and have the skill sets that can pull off that kind of information and education campaign of the public.
Jarvis says millions of dollars will be spent on TV, radio, direct mail, and the internet. But not only will USA Next support the president's plan, it will attack another group that has lobbied against private investment accounts, the AARP.
AARP is the largest left liberal lobbying organization on the planet. And for the last four decades, they have been the major influence on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And obviously, those are the three programs that are in deep financial distress. And AARP is fiscally and financially liable for those problems.
And so USA Next will criticize AARP's own ads, which have run in major newspapers. If we feel like gambling, the AARP ads say, we'll play the slots. Jarvis says the campaign is a reign of terror on seniors.
We're sick and tired of AARP's scare tactics against seniors. Their most recent ads, where they came to the pinnacle of hypocrisy about personal retirement accounts being like gambling in Las Vegas, are completely unacceptable.
Well, it gets the message across.
That's Hop Backus, AARP's PR director for its Social Security campaign.
We're not scaring seniors. We're giving folks the facts and asking folks to take a look at the facts and make their own decisions.
It'll be one of the largest national campaigns AARP has ever mounted.
Our short-term goal right now is really to discredit and defeat any proposals to create private accounts in Social Security. So anything that you read or hear is going to be about that message right there.
Backus is not overly concerned about the campaign USA Next is waging against his organization. After all, AARP's been around for decades and has 35 million members, and the White House knows it would be politically unwise to attack the group. USA Next is happy to do that, and Charlie Jarvis insists his group is not working with the White House.
We do have broad agreement with the White House. We don't coordinate with the White House because, to be perfectly honest with you, we have a set of principles, and we don't ask for permission on how to speak about our principles on anything.
USA Next will begin its ads on TV and radio within the next few weeks.